Hi there. I am not really sure how I'm going to start off this episode because this is certainly not the episode that I planned on recording today.
Welcome to the Homestead Challenge podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise.
So today was supposed to be my big, exciting launch of some offers that I have created, which I am going to talk about still because I have been working very hard for many weeks now on these things, and I really believe that they're going to help you. And I guess I'm going to talk about why I think that today. Today, I want to talk about the importance of an online community. So in a few episodes back, I talked with my friend Caitlin about the importance of local community, which I still think is very, very important. And it's something that I am trying to aim for, but there are certain times in our lives when that might not be the thing that you can go for, or it might not be possible for you for whatever reason that might be. And in times like these in my life, that's when I have really reached out to an online community. So like I said, this episode was supposed to be talking about community, but I wanted to joke with you about how we could eventually all come together and maybe eventually move into our homesteading commune of our dreams, where we all run around with barefoot children and, I don't know, Birkenstocks. That I do that anyway. But you know what I mean. All of the Instagram things that you see where everybody comes together and creates a little off-grid homesteading community somewhere. That was supposed to be what that is about, but that's not really probably ever going to happen, at least not for me. I really like modern amenities quite a bit. And also, that is, first of all, not an online community, but I don't, like I said, there's no outline for this episode, and I'm going to tell you why. I have been really struggling. So I was not going to say this out loud because for safety reasons, I guess, it's not that big of a deal. In my life, no one is dying. And, you know, my marriage is great, all these wonderful things. There's really no tea to spill here. But my husband's been gone for a month. He's going to be gone for a few months. I don't know how long it's been. I'm not counting. I don't want to count. So we're a military family. We're no longer active duty, but he is still gone. I don't ever announce it if he's gone on like a deployment or something for security reasons, but he's just at a training. So fine. I feel fine about this. And also, I really don't think that the murderers are like listening this far into the podcast. I'm pretty sure that they're on Instagram, so I'm not going to be announcing it over there, but I just really wanted you guys to know what's going on over here, and I really wanted to share that with you guys. But along those same lines, there's like a trend on Instagram where people are always like, oh, I can't believe that so-and-so doesn't share this, and they didn't share the bad stuff. We only share the good stuff. Yeah, I am probably only going to share the good stuff on Instagram because half the people that see it don't listen to me all the time. If you are new here and this is your first episode, hi, I am Brittany. I am a chronic oversharer. Stop listening to this episode and go listen to a couple other ones first before you come back here. But Anyway, what I was getting at is that I don't think that anyone has to share anything. And in times that it is really rough, like, I don't expect anyone to be sharing things on Instagram. Like, honestly, right now I would sooner die than get on a reel. Really. So I don't like it when people get mad at people for not telling the truth about what's really going on. That's silly to me. I'm totally fine with only showing highlight reels sometimes. And of course, that doesn't mean that we're not being honest. I pride myself on being like one of the most honest people that I know. I always tell the truth and probably too much truth. But yeah, so that's just why I wanted to tell you today. Since my husband has been gone, I'm really missing him big time. I realized how much I really rely on him, which that's probably a problem and something that is a great lesson for me in all of this. And also, I believe I mentioned it last episode, we're going through some sleep regressions with my little ones. So I'm not sleeping as great as normal, which is making me pretty cranky, which is then making them like worse. Not going to be here to complain about the kids, but all around, not in a great mental space. And because of that, I think mixed with hormones, am falling into a little bit of a depressive state, which I didn't think I would find myself in motherhood. So before motherhood, I actually had some pretty severe depression, especially when we first moved away from everybody. We went into active duty military life and I left everything that I had ever known. And I was severely depressed at the time. I went on medication. It was pretty bad. I eventually swapped those for herbs, but that's totally not the topic of today's episode. But there were kind of two things. It took me quite some time, but some things that really helped me get out of that state. And it was a long time till I found these things. And one was online community. And with that online community, helping me work towards my goals. Because especially at the time, I felt like my goals of wanting to live like non-toxic and crunchy and all of this stuff, I don't know, it wasn't that long ago, but even so, it was even less mainstream than it is now. And so I felt like people in my everyday life didn't really get it. And also, because I had just moved to a new place, I didn't have a local community. And because I was so depressed, it was, and I'm an introvert, I was not going to be going to seek like a local community. But for me, online really helped. During that stage, I can think of a couple of different online communities that I joined, which are not the same at all as what I would be doing today. But I was like a planner girl, and I joined all the different Instagram things where people put like stickers in their planners and all this stuff like that. I got, what else was I doing at the time? I don't even know. But then eventually I got into more of like sustainable fashion and I joined groups that way. And I still talk to some of those people online, which I think is really cool. And it's really nice to, it's just the beauty of the online world that, I mean, because the algorithms do work, you can really find people that share a lot of the same passions as you, which is really a beautiful thing. And so during those times in our lives where we might not be able to get out and find that local community, I really think that having an online community is super valuable. So that is why I wanted to create an online community option. And not only to learn from each other and be there to talk to each other, but also I wanted to have it in a form of classes because I know that even joining local classes can be scary for some people. So that's why I am introducing companion community classes online. I wanted to call them this because I wanted to play on companion planting, which I think is really important in our gardens. And these classes are going to be monthly. You can learn all about it online if you go to thehomesteadchallenge.com/workwithme. That will also be in the show notes. But the point of these are going to be to target a different homesteading topic each month. The first month is going to be gardening, of course. And I am going to be teaching about streamlining our tasks for that given subject, talking about like quick do's and don'ts. It's not going to be a demonstration, like say, if we're talking about gardening, I'm not going to show you or teach you how to garden because there's a lot of different ways to do that. And all of you live in different zones and different places. And that's just not what I'm here for. But really talking about integrating whatever that thing may be. If we're going to be talking about gardening, if we're going to be talking about canning, if we're going to be talking about homestead finance, homestead goal planning, whatever it is, incorporating those things into our everyday lives as a normal, busy, modern person. I think that implementation is seriously the hardest part of all of this because we all have all of these things that we really, really want to do. And of course, I'm going to give some tips here and there, and I would be happy to direct you to my favorite sources on any of these topics. I have my favorite sourdough person. I have my favorite garden person, all those different things. So if you're ever looking for resources for that, I am happy to give those to you. But really, we're going to be working on figuring out how this is going to work into your schedule and how you're actually going to do the thing. Because this is what has been so important to me, especially in these times when I am not really feeling it, having these systems in place and these, ways of streamlining things have really helped me actually, I don't want to say stay on the ball, because when things are really bad, of course, some things are going to slip. I am not currently baking any bread, guys, but I did start a bunch of seeds this week, and I feel pretty good about that. And I've cooked most nights. I feel pretty good about that. We are eating a lot of leftovers because cooking for one adult over here is always a struggle because my kids don't always eat everything that I cook. And then I have to eat the leftovers for like 5 days until I'm totally, totally sick of them. But anyway, needless to say, I'm still doing pretty well over here, even though things are not great. And I just really wanted to create a space where we could all ask those questions that maybe we can't ask people in our everyday lives and learn from each other. So like I said, these are going to be just 1 hour long classes. They are going to be over Zoom, and I have all of the information on that page if you go through and look at my offers page. So it's going to give you the dates and times and the subject of each classes. So this is going to be a monthly subscription. So you can cancel at any time, but once you get it, you would be charged each month to go and renew your class for each month. And it is going to be starting out at $9 a month. So nothing crazy there. I truly am just doing this because I want to build this community. The community is not a moneymaker here. Like I said, full honesty. But I am offering also one-on-ones, which for a very limited time are only going to be $49 for 1 hour coaching session, which is probably cheaper than any coaching session that I've ever heard of before. But I'm probably only going to offer that price for the first month or so, and then it's got to go up because that's going to take a lot of my time before the call, during the call, and after the call to make sure that you get true value from that. But those one-on-ones are going to be so we can build custom roadmaps for you if you're really struggling with your time management and trying to figure out how to do all the things on your homestead. If you're having any of these issues that I've talked about here before, like I'm going to get into all of this better in another episode about explaining things. Like I said, I'm completely off the script today. So just go to thehomesteadchallenge.com/workwithme, and I explain it all a little bit better there. But I'm really excited about both of these offers. Like I said, I've poured my heart into them behind the scenes, and what I was doing with the time management challenge, which if you haven't taken yet, please do. I'm trying to get everybody set up for success if you do want to join either of these options. So if you want to do that, please take the free time management challenge. You can go to thehomesteadchallenge.com/time. I named it Field Prep Foundations because truly it is a way to prep and build the foundation for what we're going to learn in the other offers. So I really want to get everybody on the same baseline and feeling really good about the way that they're managing their life and home as is before adding anything else on. So let's build the foundation, and then we can go ahead and add on all of the million different homestead things that you want to do, because I truly believe that you can. I wouldn't be here if I didn't think that you could, and that I didn't see that this is a problem that I see on the internet, at least all of the time. Time and time again, everyone says, I wish that I could do all these things that I'm seeing, but because of this, and this, I don't feel like I can add that in right now. I cannot garden. I am so tired at the end of the day. There's no way that I could tend to a garden. I cannot start sourdough. It makes me so anxious and nervous to think about it. Whatever it might be, you know how to do these things. You can read a recipe. You can watch a YouTube video on how to do it. But really implementing it and to keep doing it in a way that is sustainable, even when life happens, I think is definitely the hardest part, for me at least. So I hope that you may have found some kind of value in this episode. Normally, I like to give you guys a good takeaway, but I guess my takeaway here is that online community has been very important to me in my life to pick me up out of really hard times. Even today, when I did have a little bit more local community reaching out to me, but I personally couldn't respond to text messages, and I had a hard time picking up the phone. So if you've never been depressed before, you might not get that. But if you have, then you might. But for me, sometimes it can be a little bit easier to talk to people that maybe I don't actually know in person, which apparently is you guys right here. So thank you so much for listening to me today. If joining any of these offers is not in the cards for you, no problem. You can always join our online Facebook community. Ask me questions there. I love to chat over there. That's where I get really great ideas for episodes on ways that I can help you out. So please, please, please ask your questions over there. But I would really love it if you wanted to join our nice online community that is going to be such a beautiful and important space that people can come together and talk about a lot of these things with people that share the same values. I was going to call it our lukewarm crunchy community because if you've listened to me for a while, I'm kind of crunchy and I'm kind of not, and I'm okay with that. All right, friends, until next time, please go ahead, check out the homesteadchallenge.com/workwithme. There you can join the free time management challenge. You can sign up for the monthly companion community calls, or you can actually join the one-on-one coaching call if you're feeling like you need a little bit more help. I cannot wait to see what comes of this. I'm really excited about it. I'm sorry if this was a little bit of a ranting episode. Next time, I'm going to come back at you with a lot more practical tips, and I look forward to that. Bye, friends.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.